Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's cure for C and get underway. Is being introverted holding you back in networking?
Are you networking, but all that effort is not translating into results?
Or do others get ahead of you in business, even though you are just as smart?
Are you trying to grow your business through networking and these efforts are floundering?
Or do you have great ideas, but no one seems to be listening to them?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, our podcast guest today is here to help.
Michelle Tillis Letterman is here, is author of the new book, The Connector's Advantage, 7 Mindsets to Grow Your Influence and Impact.
So hello, Michelle Tillis Letterman. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast.
Say hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Thanks for connecting in. So you're connecting in from New Jersey today.
I am. I'm a Jersey girl.
How's things in Jersey?
Gorgeous. It's like a spring day here today.
All right.
Beautiful. Well, let's get started with getting better connected. Michelle, briefly, what are the 7 levels of the connector?
I'm so glad you asked that because a connector is not yes or no. It's not non-connector or connector. We are all kind of on the spectrum, and it starts with a non-connector, which are very few people out there, those people that really don't believe in the value of relationships. Most of us are at least emerging, where we're starting out and we're using some of these mindsets. And then we move to the responsive connector. That's somebody who is getting requests to connect, and they're responding to them, or they're getting requests for assistance, and they're responding to them, but they're not yet understanding the value they can bring to the relationship. Once you are starting to initiate and recognize how you can add value, you are acting connector. And that's a great level for people to achieve. As long as you're out there initiating, responding, you're doing it. When you want to pull the other lever and continue to level up, I always say, one lever is to initiate or respond, and the other lever is the breadth and depth of your connections. So if you go deep in a certain area, for example, have you ever had a friend that you say, oh, she knows everybody in blank?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, that's a niche connector. The person who knows everybody in a certain geographic region, a certain industry, a certain job function, they are niche in that area. If you start to go broader in your connections, then you become a super connector. And that's when you cross the geographies and the demographics and the industries and the functions and the hierarchy, and you have connections everywhere. And it's the person who always says, I got a guy. I know someone.
I just want to pull in a little bit on this with these levels of connectors and tie it in kind of with the home business, small business arena. So you say you start off passive and then go to more active, and then you can be like a niche connector. And that's really important for the home-based business arena because it's so keyed on niches and dominating a niche and connecting within a niche. And so that's where you see this going as you rise up in your competency as a connector to reach that level with the niche that you're in?
Being a niche connector is great, especially if you're growing a business, but going to be a super connector where you know people across helps you actually build your business even faster. That's the connector's advantage. Faster, easier, better results. And when you are building a business, you want to get referrals. Those referrals don't have to be within your niche. Those referrals can be from anywhere. People who are referred by a trusted source are 4 times more likely to buy.
Yeah, I like that key point you make. We always say the best way to get business is through referrals. I like the way you tie that into connectors. Well, let's look at a little bit about your mindset. That is critical also. Michelle, help us with mindsets, that set successful connectors apart.
So I talk about 7 mindsets that grow your influence and impact within your business and within your community, your life, your results. The first, and these are written in this order, but understand these are not linear. They really enable each other. So connectors are open and accepting. They have a clear vision. They believe in abundance. They trust. They're social and curious. They're conscientious, and they have a generous spirit. That's a lot of stuff that we're supposed to now do, right?
Mm-hmm. But I like what you're saying there. You don't just wake up and say, okay, how am I going to be a better connector? And you just start taking connector action steps. It starts first with the mindset that you have, to set that foundation.
Exactly. A connector is somebody who is really just relationship focused and relationship driven in their approach to life and to business. And so they're prioritizing those connections and those relationships and how to add value to them. And these mindsets enable us to build stronger relationships so that our results, as we said before, closing the deal, getting a new client, growing the business, whatever it might be, that referral, you're going to get it faster, easier, and better.
Michelle, what would you say are some of the most common mistakes that people make when they network and connect with others?
I actually was just writing an article on this, and I had like the three big excuses that people make for not doing this. One was around, I don't have time for this. And one was, I don't really want to ask for anything, which I think is a key mistake in being a connector. And the third is really about their style. Like, I'm a little bit more introverted. It's not my style. So let me address the one that I hear the most often, which is it just takes up too much time. I get it. I have a stack of business cards over here on my desk that is just probably about a foot tall if I stack them up. You can't reach out to everybody. But there's things that you can do to find the underutilized time in your life. We are already doing things, and I'm not talking about downtime, but we're doing things that we could include others in. So I go to the gym. I've had meetings in boot camp. I've had meetings right after boot camp in the sweatpants. I've had meetings over a manicure. I've had meetings walking dogs at a dog park. Think about the things that you're doing anyway and invite somebody who might enjoy it to do it with you. And then you can actually be more efficient by networking while you're doing something that might also be a connection point. Well, I actually hired somebody at the dog park. It was great.
You're highlighting that key aspect of leverage. Is there any way, like online with network? I mean, no, networking should be, you know, in person. That's where you get the most value of it. But any way to gain that leverage through social media, LinkedIn, networking online to gain that advantage too?
Absolutely. I actually think both are important. When you start a relationship in person, let's move it online. When you start a relationship online, let's move it offline. The more channels you're connected over, the deeper rooted those connections will be. So I think social media and online and virtual connecting, which is what we're doing now, are critical. The fact that we have Zoom and Skype and these resources to make it feel like we are face-to-face enables a stronger connection.
It's like we're just in the same room right now, right?
Although it's a little warmer here than it is there. You're having snow.
Yeah, I kind of saw that one.
But no, I think LinkedIn is one of my favorite places to be. And I linked into both of you guys today, you know, seeing who we had in common.
And noticed we are connected. Yes. We're connected in LinkedIn now.
I have been connected to people in the virtual world for years before ever meeting them in person. I literally yesterday just met somebody whose podcast I'd been on a few times and we've had some Skype calls and we'd never met in person until yesterday, 5 years later. And it was like, I can't believe I've never met you because we felt like such good friends. So don't feel like vicinity is going to hold you back from a true connection. People who even just engage with me online, I see their name come up again and again and they become familiar. And that's what you want to do. Stay in somebody's mind, but don't get in their face.
Let's move to the world of action, taking an action step. Michelle, what is the one thing that you can do right now to become a better connector?
Oh, there's so many things you can do. I would say, initiate and understand the value you bring to the table. So when you are in a conversation with somebody, be thinking about what are they working on? Who might they want to meet? What are they excited about? And think about how you can help with whatever that is. And it doesn't always have to be professional. It could be a recommendation for a restaurant or a hotel on their next vacation. It could be anything that keeps you connected in a relationship, because I always talk about personal connection for professional results.
Oh, that's okay. That's worth pulling out again. So even though you're dealing with professional, this is professional networking, look at it personal and keep it personal. Yeah. And then it'll blossom from there.
I always say my best clients are the ones who I've kind of blurred the line between client and friend. And we've moved past the client relationship to the point where when they call, I'm like, are you calling to catch up? Or are you calling for work? And we have a different conversation depending on what that is. And those are the people who come back again and again and again professionally as well.
So not everyone is extroverted by nature. Is it possible, would you say, for an introvert to become a super connector?
Absolutely. Some of the best connectors I know are introverts. And as I said before, that style issue is one of those excuses that people use, like, I'm not a people person, or I'm more introverted. Mm-hmm. you have natural strengths as an introvert that make you great connectors. You're better listeners. You're more comfortable in the one-on-one, which is really where connection forms. And I would even say, and I'm saying this as an extrovert, that introverts are actually more, I should say less off-putting. Us extroverts can be a little bit much. You know, the big personalities, the big talkers, they're taking up a lot of the space, filling up those emptiness. Whereas the introvert will give the space to somebody else. They're listening, they're probing, they're curious, they're learning, and they put people at ease. And so I would trust the strengths that you bring to the table as an introvert.
So an introvert could actually be a better network than an extrovert if they manage it properly.
I think it's not about better or worse. I think it's about understanding your networking energy and your networking style and trusting it and going out there and infusing these mindsets and focusing on relationships the way that it works for you.
Well, I'd say they always say to be authentic, and that's the best way to succeed in business. And that ties into your point right there. Well, let's look, tie a little bit more into the schedule and, you know, that leveraging of time. What are some tips you have to keep your connections fresh and authentic without eating too much into your schedule?
So we already talked a little bit about where we can bring people into the things that we're already doing. I also want you to think about the times of the day that you're not at your best, right? So, 4 o'clock on a Friday, we're not getting anything done. For me, it is after lunch, I'm in food coma. For some people, it's before they have their coffee. These are the times that we're not going to be highly productive with our work. So those are underutilized times of your day that you can be productive in other ways. Those are great times for a phone call, for a catch up, for catching up on email. Commuting time is another one of those, you know, you're just kind of stuck. Whether it's in the car, you can have a call, or if you're on the train or a bus, you can be on email. So these are the times where you can fit it in. And as I said, little ways that you have light touches with people where you are staying in their mind, but you're not asking for anything. You're not asking for a response. It could just be, hey, saw you online, hope everything's going well, or congratulations on the new position, or even happy birthday.
Do you recommend picking one time during the day, say the morning, to look at your social media kind of all at once and make replies there?
It's whatever works for you and your energy. I have people who are on it all day. I can't do that. I will say with social media to pick your platform and think about where are the people that you want to connect with. So if you're in a business that is very visual, maybe you want to be on Pinterest or Instagram. If you are on a B2C, maybe you want to be on Facebook. If you're B2B, you probably want to be on LinkedIn. So you want to think about who are the people I want to connect with and choose that platform and be active there. And it doesn't matter what time of day it is, as long as you are looking for those interaction moments.
Michelle Tillis-Letterman, this has been a great discussion on gaining our connectors' advantage through networking. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
People always ask me, what is the difference between networking and connecting? Because my first book, The 11 Laws of Likeability, which this book follows, was about relationship networking. And here's what I want people to remember. Networking is something that you do, but a connector is someone that you are.
Okay, audience, let's become better connectors. Well, Michelle Tillis-Letterman, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on our show. To learn more about Michelle Tillis-Letterman and her book, The Connector's Advantage, visit www.michelletillisletterman.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Cap Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.